Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, we're talking with our members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, Chuck and Melody Sexton, Jan and Nichols here this morning, and boy, it's hard to believe. We're in the month of August now. We just turned the calendar, and so that means we are about 3 months away, if you can believe that, from Veterans Day, November 11th, and the big parade, and we're going to talk a little bit about how that planning is going right now. Jana has some information on that.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? How the heck did August happen? I'm like still kind of, I can't believe it. So exciting. You know, we do a lot of good works at the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, but what we're known for is the Veterans Day Parade, the Manhattan Veterans Day Parade. It's happening Thursday, November 11th. This year, we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of Desert Shield and Desert Storm. Kind of hard to believe that as well. We have over 50 entries already. So go to flinthillsveterans.org to register your entry for our parade if you're interested in doing that. It's real easy. There's a lot of links at the top of the page for the parade and for just information, how to register, all of that kind of stuff. The parade starts at, I believe, 9:30?
Yeah.
And goes to 11. And so, as I like to say, from the mall to City Hall along Point Avenue. And then afterwards, we have our indoor ceremony, which we came up with a name for it, but it's really long and I don't remember it. We came up with a fancy name for our indoor ceremony. But I don't know, you know, we're still working on a speaker for that, aren't we, Chuck? Yeah.
Yeah. Just to point out, when Janet talked about the entries, one of the things that we need to do this year, or we'd like to do this year, is for those veterans that are not associated specifically with an organization or a marching unit, we encourage you guys to come out too, and gals to come out too, and join up and march. And what we're doing is we're forming marching unit of these desperate, unassociated folks that are out there that need to be recognized by the community as veterans and having played their part in the defense of our nation and the security of our nation. So here within the next couple of days, we're going to be putting a button on the website that hooks up to,
Sign Up Genius,
where you can put your name down and you can get you a spot in the parade to march with some of your fellow soldiers and fellow veterans. So that's one of the neat things about this year.
And we want to make sure that it doesn't get confused with the regular marching units or regular units that we have coming in. If you're a veterans group that's always in the parade and you want to ride on whatever float you have or, you know, motorcycles or whatever, this is a different thing. This is going to be individuals. Of course, if you've got a couple of buddies, you all sign up individually. So we're trying to make sure we don't have confusion over that. But we got to start sometime.
Yeah.
So,
well, I know you had a lot of success last year streaming the parade on the Facebook. Is that going to happen again?
It's going to happen again. Absolutely. We had such a good response from that, from the community, and not just because of COVID, but we, a lot of the seniors that are either in senior living or just living in their own homes that couldn't make the parade and usually can't make the parade, they really enjoyed watching that on the different platforms that we had. So we're going to continue that, do that again this year.
And how we made it happen was through sponsorships throughout the community. So if you're interested, you know, just like anything else, we run on funding as well as running on volunteer effort. And there's no paid positions in this organization. So if you're interested in seeing that and other things happening in the future, you know, by all means, you send some bucks our way and we'll keep those initiatives going. And I think there's another, was it the matching day from the, that's coming up on the same day, Janet?
Right. Armed Forces Community Foundation, which is run through the Greater Manhattan Community Foundations, has their match day that day. So that is a listing of area military-connected nonprofits, of which the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition is one, that if you donate money that day, we have, I think it's a 50-cent match at this time to any donation you make on that day. And there's a whole host of other nonprofits listed as well that are connected to the area. So it's definitely something you can check out. I think there you can go through the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation's website. The Armed Forces Community Foundation also has a website, and I'm sure if you put Armed Forces Community Foundation, you could find it.
Like online. I said, 100% of what comes in goes out. So the and it all goes back to the Flint Hills, not just Manhattan, but folks in Wamego, folks in throughout your listening area, Junction, so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so and don't forget, we do a lot more than just the parade, or, I mean, we do a lot of good work throughout the community, whether it's through the Habitat for Humanity Veterans Build, it through Home Care and Hospices Veteran Caregiver Program to give veteran caregivers respite time, and you know, other things that come out that we support. K-State ROTC Recondo unit going every year. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we do in addition to the parade. Oh, and scholarships for veteran scholars. So all kinds of things that we do support. So and as Chuck said, there is no paid employee of the Veterans Coalition. This is 100% volunteer effort and driven. So everything we get goes through to good works and the parade.
All right, good stuff. And you know, I always like the indoor ceremony. We broadcast it here on KMN. You hear some of the most moving speeches on that, and it's just great to hear. Let's talk about some other upcoming events that we have here in the next month or so with the American Legion and also with 9/11 coming up.
Yeah, a lot of our membership is belongs to other veterans organizations. So we wanted to go ahead and feature just briefly every month when we're on what's going on with them. And for example, Friends of the American Legion are having a biscuit and gravy breakfast August 28th. Starting at 8 a.m., they said there's a $8 for full order and $5 for half order, and that's at the American Legion in Manhattan that's over by Walmart. We have the Flint Hills Volunteer Center is doing a 9/11 day of remembrance, but they're doing it on September 10th, the Friday before, at City Park. 5 p.m. is the family night, and 7 p.m. is the remembrance story. And if you go to their Facebook page, you'll be able to find out a lot more information about that.
Yeah, it's for adults and for kids. It's a whole family event, so it's a pretty good event mm-hmm. they got going there.
Another one is VFW Post 1786. That they have a 2021 Patriots March on September 11th in Seco Park, and that is a rep march in remembrance of the September 11th attacks. So that's actually on September 11th, and their Facebook page has information and registration as well. And there's a few other things in town, Janet, if you've got those.
Well, I was going to, so first of all, Fort Riley Day at K-State, best football game of the year, large presence of Fort Riley there in the stands, the Fort One ID band is on the field, and the CG, the commanding general, and the division command sergeant major run out on the field with the team. It's super, super fun. So that is September 18th. I don't know who they're playing. It's not a conference game.
Well, and also, if you're interested in readiness of our soldiers and our Army, you should encourage Kansas State to score as many touchdowns as possible, because for every point that's scored, a soldier must do a push-up. So it's a beautiful thing. As a prior non-commissioned officer, I enjoy seeing this kind of camaraderie and this exuberance that soldiers have when they're directed to do push-ups. It's a beautiful thing. It's a mitzvah, as a matter of fact.
Doesn't Willie the Wildcat participate in that too?
Yeah, he does. He kind of leads it, but seeing the soldiers actually just getting out there and loving to do such a great thing as push-ups, they always appreciate it. You know, they love that. So go K-State, score as many as you can. If you're interested in readiness.
Yeah, and then on September 25th is Fort Riley Apple Day. That looks like it's going on just as it usually does. So far, so good. And so that means HASFR, Historical and Archaeological, that's a mouthful, Association of Fort Riley, is selling their apple pies this year, which I am a vendor for them. It's their big and only fundraiser, really, of the year. And these pies are apparently the recipe of Lizzie Custer, who was, you know, George Armstrong Custer's wife. It's apparently her recipe. So, and these are quite delicious. I've helped make the pies before. It's quite an undertaking. They make thousands of pies in about 4 days. And so if you're interested in purchasing an apple pie, they come frozen. And go ahead again, contact me here at the chamber. And once they have the apple pie sales sheets out, I'll be get one ordered for you, and then they'll deliver them here and you pick them up from the chamber.
All right. Sounds good. I'm going to have to place my order. I've never tried these pies before, but
they're really good. They are delicious.
Yeah.
And they're low cal.
No cal. What are you talking about? No carbs, nothing.
Coke Zero of pies.
It's apple, right? It's healthy for you.
Yeah, it's good for you.
It's a fruit. And then it's vegetable.
All natural. Yeah, whatever.
There you go.
Sugar, cinnamon, delicious.
All right. Well, lots of good stuff here. And again, we remind people to learn more about the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. What's your website to direct people to?
Our website is flinthillsveterans.org, or you can find us on Facebook, Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. We're on Twitter at Flint Hills Vets. And then, of course, our email, if you have any questions, flinthillsveterans@gmail.com.
And the podcast.
Yes, and we do have a podcast, vetsonthenet.us. And we have another episode dropping very shortly.
Yeah, our last episode we had General Dick Myers was on as one of our Vietnam pilots. And, you know, great stories from our veterans.
Talking about being a young pilot in Vietnam.
When he was cool. Before he was a part of the machine, you know, back when he was a rebel.
There you go. All right. Well, guys, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll talk again in just a few weeks.
Hey, we'll talk to you later, Brandon. And once again, welcome back. And Dave, it's good talking to you again, man.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you.